Blog Talk Radio.
Forgot that I had control of the engineers tonight, but welcome to Hodge Podcast. Sometimes I, you know, and Brother Messenger always tells us music is a way of getting in touch with yourself, but I was just sitting here. Stevie Wonder might have been able to sing that song about 20 minutes, man. But anyway, go ahead and do your intro, Nurse Carmen.
Okay, welcome. Welcome out there in podcast land. Welcome to Hodge Podcast, where we have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge, and this is Nurse Carmen, and now we will listen to conversations from the messenger, Rondaya Hodge.
Good evening to all, and once again, it is an honor to be here just talking about the goodness of God. Another week has gone by, and we are still in the land of the, I'd say, living, or actually of the dying. Oh, no, let me stop. It's not living or dying. It's living. And so we just want to be able to discuss some of the things that have been going on and recognize the goodness of the power that is within. I was writing, I was thinking earlier, and I wrote as a subject today, do we really know who, what God is? And one of the things we've got to understand is that that title God, that's what we named God. God wasn't walking around calling himself God. If you recall in the scripture, there was a time, I think it was Moses, that asked him, who is he? And he said, that I am that I am. Mm. When they was asking his name, he never said, I'm God. It was everybody else that said that. He said, I am that I am. I am Alpha and Omega,
okay,
the beginning and the end.
Amen.
And so I put that question to the podcast today just for us to have a little bit of a discussion on just who is it that we say, or who is it that we think God really is?
Who do we say he is?
Yeah, to you, who or what do you think that God really is?
I think God is a. I just think He is a energy force, that resides in us. I think that it's, I don't want to say like sci-fi, but He's got a force. Well, excuse me, it's a force that every living, breathing thing has a part of in them. And sometimes when you recognize that force, again, it gives you power in yourself, not power to rule or to conquer, but power to be about His business, which I believe His business is the business of just enjoying life. I mean, you know, it ain't about we got to be on crusades or nothing. I just think that the godly business is that everybody should enjoy life. And it's understood that we all enjoy different things. So everybody's going to get to enjoy different things. But it's just about enjoying life. So I think that He's an energy force that's in us. And when I say us, all living, breathing animals and creatures that allow us to exist day to day. That's what I think.
All right. So you've been taking notes for that, right? Nurse Carmen, you want to elaborate a little bit, or you know, just to you?
An entity that I can't really describe. Just everything.
Okay, well,
you mean everything?
Everything.
Everything. Okay, everything. Okay. Everything.
Oh. Yes. Oh. All right. And I got to tell you, you both are 100% correct. You know, we sometimes we label God as I just got finished saying, as a him or this or that, and God is everything.
Right.
He is everything, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, you know, He is everything. Everything that has life is God. And so we've got to understand this. So everything that has life is God. And we've always talked about how there was a reasoning for, you know, the writings to be written. But one of the things that have gotten us all, as they say, and I forgot the name of the movie with Queen Latifah, all twisted in the game, is the fact that we've, first of all, placed God in a human body per se to make him some superman per se, because this is one of the reasons we call him, you know what I mean? We put God into this category, and not understanding that God is everything. And the way the co-producer said it, everything, he is everything. And we can't take that for granted and think he's some things and not other things. So, and when I say everything, and that means we've got to understand that God is the good as well as the bad. Well, what we call bad, he is the cold as well as the hot. And this is why if we start to understand and see it this way, then we won't be so quick to judge or to condemn what it is that other people are doing, because then we'll understand that it's all. And one of the things you guys know I'm going to say before the show is over is all things are working together for the good.
Yes.
It's working even when we don't see it. So because it's all working together for the good, the things in which we think are bad, they're working together for the good. And so we've got to stop focusing so much energy and attention on things that didn't have the outcome that we wanted as being bad. We just got to understand that it's just not what we were looking for. And so now to get what it is that we were looking for, we need to do something different than what we did to get the other result, because we all know the definition of the definition of insanity, right? Or the definition of stupid, or definite, you know, we know that if you have a different result, you can't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And so this is, as we talked so many times about creating, this is the creative process that we all have the ability to have. There is not anyone that is in a situation that can't get himself out of that situation. Now, we have to understand sometimes we get ourselves in, we're so entwined into a situation that it takes a lot of work to get out of it. But you can get out of it. You heard them sing that song numerous times, "Trouble Don't Last Always," because we have that creative ability to change. We have that ability to create anew. It's just how long are we going to stay in something that we really didn't desire? Are we going to muck around in it and just waddle in it? They've also sung another song that says, "We fall down, but we get up." You know, but they take the falling down as sin, but the sin is not sin. It's not the desired outcome that we expected. And when we don't get that, we have to understand that. That doesn't mean we can't get it. We just have to refocus on what it is that we really wanted. I know that in order for me to get the outcome I wanted, I got to turn right. But instead, I turn left. I can't call that sin. I can't call that the devil. I just made a wrong turn. So now if I want that result, all I got to do is go back to that same corner and make the right instead of the left. It really is just that simple with us because of who we are. But because we are so easily led astray by anything that people say to us, we let them dictate to us what is right and what is wrong. This is why we don't experience our full glory, our highest self, because we're not being led by self. We're being led by everybody but self. And then want to know why we're not where we should be or where we want to be. And so we've got to understand that we've got to create our lives as we so see fit. And yes, at times it might have a tendency to, I won't say rub people the wrong way, but it'll just make other people not as happy with you. But that's only because you're not doing what they want you to do. But we have to understand that it is far more important for us to do the things that are best for us. And when we do the things that are best for us, it will have the positive results of helping out other people. It will have that result, but it can't have that result if all we're doing is thinking about other people, not even thinking about ourselves. And I say that to us not in a sense that we need to be mean, nasty, selfish, conceited. I'm not saying it in that sense. I'm saying it in the sense that if you're striving to be your highest self can only bring good. Because your highest self, now, you know, people can get it twisted and think other things, but your highest self is not doing anything that is going to cause harm to another person. Your highest self is not going to do those type of things. And when your highest self is what is you being part of the God that's in you, that's your highest self that's coming to coming up top. And so when that comes, then you don't have to worry about, am I hurting anyone? Because that's not part of the makeup, because what you'll understand is your highest self is everyone's highest, is beneficial to everyone, because, as we've said so many times, we are all one. So you're looking at it as if it's you, but it is you, but it's affecting everyone. And they may not truly understand it at that moment, but as I've said so many times, all things are working together for the good. So they might not see it at that moment, but when it comes around, and I'll give you a good example of what I'm talking about. Some people want to, you know, they focus on riches, and they do whatever they can to get their riches now. And when they get their riches, during the time that they're putting in the work to get what it is they want, there are people that might be mad at them or so because they're not spending time with them that they thought should have been with them. But when they achieve what it is that they set out, then they're able to share that. So once again, it's working for the good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've got to understand and not be so quick. And this is one of the reasons why when we have our podcast, I don't do it to rub people the wrong way, but I do it so that people can begin to see that just because we call it wrong does not necessarily make it wrong. And that's why I went with the R. Kelly and with the all the other things. I give a different point of view, not the standard point of view, but just a different point of view for us to be able to understand, well, maybe I'm not right in this way. And that person that did it, because everybody's working for their higher good. Sometimes they don't understand it, but that's what they think that they're doing at that time. So it doesn't make it wrong. In our eyesight, it might be wrong, but we've got to understand. Okay, we look at, and I'll bring up a topic that we discussed in one of the other podcasts, and we're just for instance, R. Kelly. We talk about R. Kelly in the 13, 14 year. Don't you know there are places in society where that is the age that you actually get married?
Yep.
When a young girl has her first menstrual cycle, she is now of the age for childbearing.
Mm-hmm.
But because in our customs we don't accept that, we look at it as being totally wrong, and we're ready to condemn and crucify people. And truth be told, even if we go, if we could even take it to homosexuality. The key word is loving one another. Now he wasn't specific. Now they said in the Bible it said Adam and Eve per se, but it was going on there too.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was going on there too, and once again, as I've said to everyone already, and I don't know if they're going to be able to receive this, but in the creation of all of this, God did not make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And these little things that we hold against people or one another, you know, we like to put the blame to say that that's not good in the eyesight of God. But if it was not okay in the eyesight of God, it would not be. It could not be. But we don't see it from that, because we're actually looking at things from our perspective and not from the perspective of God, who created all things and who is all things. We're not looking at it from that perspective, because they're not doing what we think they should be doing. They're doing something that we don't like, and because they're doing something that we don't like, we automatically say that God don't like it. And if he's allowing it to be, he's got to be okay with it. And we've got to understand that. If things happen, everything happens for a reason. There's nothing coincident. No coincidence. Everything is happening for a reason. Or for every action, there is a reaction. And so we've got to understand that and start accepting it for that, even for the fact that that's not what we truly want. But that does not make it bad. It might appear different to someone else, but all things are working together for the good. And we've got to see it as that and start not only knowing that, but acting in that way so that they can see the difference in us, so that they can't see. I mean, and yes, you could get together and talk about some things, but we've got to understand that there is, that, you know, everybody just don't see things the way you see them. And because they don't see them the way you see them, it does not make it bad. If that be the case, that means technically we're geniuses because we never get anything wrong. Because if you don't agree with me, then that means you're wrong. That makes me the genius. If we look at it from that aspect, that, you know what I mean? Because we've got to understand that every person has their very own life to live. This is what they're here for, to create their life.
Mm-hmm.
And their life creation may not be what ours is, but that doesn't make theirs any better or any worse than ours. Because if we really stop and think about it, there's some people that look at stuff that we're doing and want to know, well, what in the world are they doing?
That's right.
Or what's going on there? And to us, it's absolutely nothing. But to them, it's a major thing. It's, you know, it's blasphemy or any of that other kind of stuff. You anything that they could think of to name it something other than what it is. Just somebody trying to be themselves or somebody trying to figure out who they are. So it's important for us to just keep that in the top of our minds as we navigate through this thing called life, which is a beautiful gift.
Yes, indeed.
A beautiful gift, and we've got to enjoy it to its fullest. As the co-producer said, we've got to understand that this is all part of God's work. We've been brainwashed to believe that God's work only consists inside the building that they call a church.
That's what they would have you believe.
That's correct. And this is what really boggles my mind with them. Even though Jesus, man that they idolize, even though he didn't spend as much time in the churches as they do down nowadays. And
right.
As a matter of fact, my brother Paul, he meant well. Paul meant well, but do you know Paul never met Jesus? Do you know during the time Jesus reigned here on earth, was here on earth, do you know what Paul was somewhere doing? Paul was taking advantage of people while he was with the government and the taxes and all that stuff. That's what Paul was doing. And then after Jesus left the scene, then all of a sudden, now 90% of not 90%, but a good portion of the scriptures that are written in the Bible that most churches are guided by was written by Paul, who never actually met him. Matthew, Mark, they at least hung out with him. Paul never met Jesus.
How does he get a book in the Bible?
Well, because of the fact that he had that experience on the road to Damascus.
Right.
Where the Spirit spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only thing. And then when that Spirit spoke to him, then he changed and started setting up his own stuff. He was so glorified from that experience that he changed his life around to something totally different. But
right.
That totally difference that he changed his life around was his desire and his creation. The Spirit spoke to him, but when the Spirit spoke to him, the Spirit didn't tell him to go out there and create churches, because that makes no sense. When Jesus was here, Jesus wasn't trying to set up churches. It was after he left. It was his disciples and stuff who started doing it. They got lazy. They didn't want to keep traveling, so they started establishing churches, putting people in charge. Hey, I ain't going down to Trenton this weekend. Y'all set up this. And I'm not going down this street. Y'all have this. I'll write y'all a letter every now and then.
they don't want to travel no more.
Yeah, they want to travel. Yeah, man, I'm getting too old for this stuff. I'm getting too old for it. I'm going to write a letter. Jesus kept them all in shape. You know, let's go, boys. Time to get on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said,
Jesus
after Jesus is gone, they said, we go change some things, man. We're going to change some things.
Yeah, yeah, some things going to change. It's going to change. Oh, they said, yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they started locking people up and stuff. Oh, you used to hang out with that guy. But we've got to understand the things in which we see writings and we take them literally, word for word, and we have to understand that through the Spirit that there is so much more to these things. And we've got to be able to see it, and not just automatic. But we've got if you take a look, if you are sincere and you go with them before you get the scriptures and start reading them, as you read them, it will reveal other things to you than just what is written on that paper. But what happens is so many people are just taking it at face value for just what it is that's written on that paper, but there is a deeper meaning. So a lot of the stuff, and this is one of the reasons why I come back to the Bible a lot, is because the people that spoke and wrote those letters, to a certain degree, they meant well. But they have transformed that these people's words into God's words, as if this is what God is telling you. Whatever it is that God wants you to know, He will tell you. And one of the things we have to be mindful of, He'll tell you, but what happens, right? What happens is sometimes we just don't listen. And because we don't listen, then sometimes He'll allow someone else to come by. As they call it as a confirmation, but it's to let you know that God is trying to tell you something. But God tells you. And if you think about a lot of times when you're seeking or looking for that guidance, when you're looking for it and you get the answer, you already have the answer. You already had the answer. Someone is just confirming something to you, but you had that answer already. And you could tell you had that answer by the way you asked the question that you asked. And your lack of understanding on a situation is because it just didn't work. It just didn't fit in with what the Spirit was telling you. All things are working together for the good. All things. And so we've got to be able to see these things and apply them. And then as we apply them, then it becomes natural for us to be in a God state. But right now, the way we see it, it's unnatural because we've been out of it for so long. But it is natural for everybody to love everybody. That is natural. That is who you are. All of this envy and stuff like that, that's not natural. That's unnatural.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Co-Producer. Do your thing.
Hey, folks. I feel like Uncle Roy. I just snatched that plug out. Hey, but listen, we thank you for joining us tonight on the Sunday night podcast of The Messenger. Again, we've got very different ways of delivering a message to you. But I listened to the show tonight, and the only thing that's sticking with me is they got lazy, man. They got lazy. And we said that to be funny. We're not going to travel. We're just going to stay right here. We're going to change the message. Yeah, so, but again, it was funny, but so true. Listen, Thursday night, we'll be back at 9 o'clock. So again, we want to make it a We want to make it a godly hour. Make it a time where we can really talk, have fun, and connect to the God that's inside of you. That's what the podcast is all about. Hey, till I see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, my brothers and sisters. Good night.